You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN, KGYM.
Greetings, one and all. Welcome in. It is a midweek Wednesday edition of the Gym Class right here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Isaac L. Zingall with you here today. It's got a caddy smack edition of the program. We're going to talk with Brian Haas from Lake House Sports coming up here in just a couple of moments and get you an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update for you here as well in just a little bit. Cubs winning, so our Wednesday giveaway. We're going to give away some tickets. Is that right? I don't know who's giving away tickets, Isaac. Do you know who's giving away tickets?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's going to be Spencer tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, we're going to have our promotions director do the drawing tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Not live or anything like that. And then we'll announce the winner during Spencer's show.
Is this going to be watched by Ernst & Young or something like that?
I don't know. We don't want
to have any controversies, much like the NBA draft. You know, we talked about that at length, so we don't want to have any controversies.
I don't know the details behind it. That is all I was told, is we will have a winner tomorrow.
Okay.
And it's going to be, again, I assume, it seemed like Spencer thought it was going to be his show, so it seems like it's going to be Spencer's show.
Well, listen in to all the shows. We invite you to do so, including our program here, the Gym Class, as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. If you missed anything, you can go back and listen to our podcast, any of our local shows, the Spencer on Sports, the Todd Brommelkamp show, available at kgymradio.com for you, and Apple or Spotify. Text line available at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. And that is a phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the phone and give us a call, that's also 319-366-1600 here on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. We've got the NBA playoffs coming up tonight. The East will get underway after the West got their series underway last evening, as tonight it will be Indiana and New York. 6:30 is the pregame from the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden, tonight. Indiana, the 4 seed. New York, the 3 seed. OKC came back last night to get a victory over the Minnesota Timberwolves. So the Western Conference finals are underway. We'll have game 2 of that series coming up for you tomorrow right here on 1600 ESPN. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Scott. Isaac? Everyone out there. Isaac, are you watching Tottenham and Man United or not?
I am indeed.
Okay.
It's right on the
monitor. I figured as much. I know you too well.
Yes, I am a Man United fan. Game's not going great so far.
Tottenham owns them, don't they?
Tottenham's up 1-0. Huh? Owns them.
Owns them.
Listen, this is a tough subject in my family because my dad's actually a Tottenham fan. So anytime they play, there's a little tension going on.
Aha.
The Hotspur.
Which is ironic that these two are in the final because their league season, this is a different cup, but their league season, they've both been just awful. Just absolutely terrible. I think United, it is their worst season ever in the Premier League.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I will take your word for it.
I could be wrong on that, but the Premier League's only about 30 some odd years old, so.
Oh, I thought it was older than that.
Well, the English top division's really old, but it got rebranded long ago to the Premier League rebranded to the Premier League about 30 years ago. So when I say they're worse in Premier League history, that's what it means.
It's hard to keep track. This is Europa, right?
Yeah, this is Europa League.
Oh, okay. This is different than the Premier League.
I've
had time this afternoon to look into it.
there's about 50 different competitions at any given time that a team could be involved in, it feels like.
Oh, God bless soccer. 319-366-1600. If you have a question about your golf game, Brian Haas is going to be joining us coming up here in just a little bit. But first, we want to get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update with Mark, brought to you by Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. And they are right across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot, and online at emilshideaway.com.
A lot of afternoon baseball in the major leagues today. As mentioned, the Cubs defeated the Marlins 2-1. In the completion of a Monday suspended game, the Twins topped the Guardians 6-5. A regularly scheduled game underway right now. The Tigers defeated the Cardinals 5-1. The Rays topped the Astros 8-4. Pirates defeated the Reds 3-1 right now. In the 11th inning, the Orioles have taken an 8-4 lead over the Brewers.
Sorry, Spencer.
It's not over. Notre Dame will face off with Wisconsin in the 2026 version of the Shamrock Series football matchup. The game originally was scheduled in 2020. It will be played at Green Bay's Lambeau Field and will be only the third college football game to be played there. The Philadelphia Eagles can continue to use the tush push. The owners voted 22-10 to ban the play, but that was two votes short of the number needed for the measure to pass. Team Penske cleaned house today, 4 days before the Indianapolis 500. The team fired its president, managing director, and general manager amid cheating allegations. And finally, a sad note, former Iowa City West and Iowa State football player Charles Rogers died over the weekend after he collapsed while running a half marathon in Brooklyn, New York. Rogers was 31.
Yeah, sad. He was a terrific athlete at Iowa City West and Iowa State, University of Minnesota, Iowa Western. And yeah, our thoughts are with his family and the Iowa City West football community down there. Yeah, tough. Tough deal right there. All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to dive into some golf talk. Brian Haas joining us. It is Caddy Smack on the Gym Class, a Wednesday edition right here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports. If you have a question about your game, you need some help, go ahead and text your question to Brian at 319-366-1600. We will take a break, come back, and talk some golf with you coming up right after this.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. There's going to be a lot of clouds around through the day, and it will be quite chilly as well. Winds are going to be strong at times, and there may be some light showers or some drizzle around the area as well. As we head into tonight, the clouds will remain, temperatures drop into the mid-40s, and there may be some light showers lingering overnight into early Thursday. Those clouds then start to clear, the sun comes out for the afternoon, temperatures climb into the low to mid-60s. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
At Old Town Construction, we're more than just builders. We're a family. Making friends, having fun, and giving back to our communities is our top priority. From first consultation to final nail, our team is dedicated to delivering top quality work with a personal touch. Home renovation, new build, or repair, we're here to ensure the job is done right. With Old Town Construction, you're not just gaining a contractor, you're gaining a partner who cares about your community. Let's build something great together. Visit OLDETownConstruction.com today.
Tune in to 1600 ESPN every weekday at 5 o'clock with Spencer on Sports for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at Hims.com/joy, and from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs, with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED. But Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy for your free online visit. Hims.com/joy.
It is 3:31, back with you, Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. Coming your way here from our studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Scott, Mark, Isaac with you as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Spencer on Sports coming up at 4, and then the NBA Eastern Conference Finals, game number one, New York and Indiana tonight. That will be at 6:30. Interestingly enough, game three, and this doesn't happen very often. It has happened before, Mark, but game three of Indiana and New York is Sunday night in downtown Indianapolis. There's a little event earlier that day in Indianapolis.
WNBA?
No. This one's going to bring about 400,000 of our closest friends.
Oh, that one.
Together. And we will have the Indy 500 for you, the 109th edition coming up on Sunday at 10 a.m. Mark Jane's going to join us coming up tomorrow, the voice of the IMS radio network and the voice of the 500. Looking forward to that. Yeah, Tim Sindrick, longtime president of Penske Racing. Kyle Moyer, number two guy, out after the whole cheating allegations, et cetera, et cetera. That is huge. Huge. Sindrick's apparently still on the NASCAR. Hey, IndyCar, NASCAR, differently because Sindrick is still on the NASCAR side. The kid. But Tim, no more.
Baseball teams fire their managers. Penske, I think, went one step further. I mean, did they fire anybody that was working on the car? And
no, they fired the folks at the top.
Yeah.
Which is very, very interesting. Cyclone Tim says, this text is to hereby exonerate one Scott Unash from any fault to this version of the Cincinnati Reds. They are beyond any one person's fault. Well, I told Mark, I don't think the White Sox bullpen has registered a 1-2-3 inning yet this year and gave up another lead today. So, crazy, crazy. 319-366-1600. Brian Haas is patiently waiting his introduction today from Lake House Sports and lakehousesports.com. And he is our resident pro on Caddy Smack here on the Gym Class as we talk golf every other Wednesday. And it is not a May golf day today, Brian.
It is not. It is, it's a little better today, but it's just chilly out.
Windy, chilly. It was raining here in Cedar Rapids a little bit earlier on. And we had something scheduled for later today. It got scrubbed. We're not. Hey, there are going to be better days to play golf than this one.
Yeah, and as I keep getting older, I've definitely become a fair weather golfer. Say.
Mark's right there with you.
Welcome, Brian.
Yeah, I don't know why. We played Monday in the PGA section event, and we played in 23-mile-an-hour winds, gusting. It said 36, but I would have swore it was 45, and it was. But it was still fun, and we have the right gear for it. And when you put the right gear on and go play, it's still fun.
Yeah, it is. And speaking of fun, Scotty Scheffler did not get arrested and had a whole lot of fun in Charlotte, North Carolina, as he wins the PGA. And what a back nine he had. A couple things stand out, but number one is the fact that he is doing some things right now that we just have not. I've only seen three times in all of golf, and that is winning 15 times, winning three majors before the age of 30. It is now a short list of Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, and Scottie Scheffler. That's how good this guy has been, and basically has done it in the last 2.5 years.
Yeah, and he's even done it a little bit different than they did, in the sense that when you really watch Scottie, it's not that he can't hit a all the shots. He can hit all the shots. But for the most part, 98% of the time, he hits a little cut up there and just plays that cut all the way around the golf course. And he's showing everybody that you still need to hit all the shots, but if you can get a pattern going and hang on to that pattern and do it so consistently and don't leave your, what you're doing, right? Stay in what you're doing. And you can just really rule the tour.
Brian, one of the side stories was the story about non-conforming drivers where 50 players were apparently tested. Rory and Scottie Scheffler both had to change out their drivers before play began. Talk to us about what it means to have a non-conforming driver, and does that really apply to us?
It does, and it doesn't. So, you know, obviously in their world, the drivers do get tested by the manufacturers, and I don't know if any of those were any of the Titleist drivers or not, but, you know, those guys are all plain TaylorMades. And I know on the Titleist side, and I can only speak with that just because I work with them regularly, that everything gets tested and then tested again, you know, to make sure it's conforming and that, you know, there's no issues with it. And I'm not saying anything about TaylorMade in that sense. You know, it just happens that, you know, maybe their faces were a little faster than they should have been, you know, that sort of thing, because none of them are playing longer shafts. If anything, they're playing shorter shafts. And because there is a maximum length you can play as well. And so in their case, it's going to be about the speed of the face of the club. And, you know, for you and I, you know, does it make a difference? It makes a little bit of a difference, you know, it in the sense you're going to hit a little better if it's faster. And, you know, for them, it's really just about the rules. There has to be a cutoff point for the speed of the club. And if they don't cut it off, you know, then there's, you know, the game becomes lawless, for lack of a better term. So for you and I, probably not as big of a deal. You know, for them, it's really just about maintaining rules and regulations in the game.
Yeah, to point out, and the PGA Tour, I thought, did a really good job of this, Brian. It's not that these guys, they did not change something out to purposely, you know, for lack of a better term, cheat. It's something that is tested, and, you know, clubs can, even as they, you know, age a little bit, for lack of a better word,
they can gain.
Yeah, absolutely. You're gaining trampoline effect, for lack of a better term, right? So the COR gets faster, coefficient of restitution. So, you know, how fast that ball leaves that face. And that can definitely happen. Yeah, no doubt about it. And that's why the testing is there.
Brian, I have to give you a tip of the hat, because 2 weeks ago we were talking about the PGA and Rory McIlroy's familiarity with Quail Hollow. And you said that actually you teach some of your students, the high school players, that, you know, just because you're used to a course and have had some success doesn't mean it's going to happen again, and it didn't for Rory. So what did you see out of McIlroy's play?
Yeah, I think, you know, sometimes you can be too comfortable at a golf course. I worry about that, because I think state for some of the smaller schools being held out at Solon, and a lot of the players around me, you know, play there regularly. So I think you can be too comfortable there. And I think that's kind of what happens to players. They get in a comfort zone. They played that golf course many times. They may be cutting corners that they shouldn't be cutting, you know, things like that. And the lines that they take can sometimes be a little too aggressive.
True. Very true. If you have a question for Brian, go ahead and get it to us. We got a couple here at 319-366-1600. 8593, hats off to you and the rest of your golf league for going out tonight, by the way. You guys are real troopers. A question about that. Any tips for playing on a wet course, because they tend to hit it a little bit fat when the course is wet? How can you help them out with that?
Yeah, so, you know, definitely trying to catch the ball first. So if you tend to hit shots heavy in the wet, then you're doing that in the dry also. So most likely that player is a little bit on the right side. So if you feel a little more left-sided tonight, that would be a good thing. So in your stance and setup, except for your driver, obviously, because we won't hit up at that. But anything that's sitting on the ground, give yourself a little bump to your left. Feel like you got 10% more weight into your left hip or into your left knee, and before you start your swing, so that way you know you'll catch the ball first. So if you're feeling that only when the conditions are wet, most likely you're a little right-sided anyway.
Now, see, when I go more on my left, then I tend to get fatter. I don't know, maybe. Obviously, I'm not Scotty Scheffler or a pro, but That yeah. tends to happen.
And a lot of times, well, I already know your golf swing a little bit too. And so if you get a little heavier, it's because you you're tilting left instead of just, you know, leaving a little bit of weight to your left side.
There you go.
And yeah. And so then that you're right. You would get a little steeper and maybe try to even back away from it and turn back under it as you come through. So you'd reverse yourself and it'd be for lack of a better term, backwards.
I am backwards, Brian.
Yeah. And so for the players that are playing in the wet conditions tonight, you know, just make sure you're pushing through to your left and getting to your left, and you should catch the ball first. Yeah,
Brian. After a couple three trips to the range this spring, I think I know what I want to get out of it. It's probably different for different players, but what should be the goal of a range session?
Sure. I think what's hard is we all like to go to the range and hit what we like to hit and, you know, and have feel good shots. And I think that's good when you're warming up. I think the best thing you can do is go right to the whatever part of your game is killing you and start working on it immediately. So get yourself warmed up, stretch a little bit, you know, get rotational and make sure everything's moving and then get right after the club that you hate in your golf bag and get that figured out, because you can hit, let's say your 8-iron's your favorite club, you can hit 8-irons all day. That's, you're already good at that. Let's stop doing that. and let's start working on the clubs you don't like and that are more difficult for you. And one of the things I did in college, which is a lot of fun to do at the range too, is I would take my favorite club, and I remember, you know, in my college days, everybody hit 3-irons and 2-irons because the golf ball was different. But I would hit my 9-iron, and I hit my 3-iron, and I hit my 9-iron, and I hit my 3-iron. And I was just trying to make the same swing with both golf clubs. Even though one's longer than the other and the angles are slightly different, the motions are similar. And I'm like, if I can hit my 9-iron this good, why can't I hit my 3-iron that good? And I wasn't making the same motions and the same movements. And so then I would alternate those clubs until I didn't know which one I was really hitting anymore. And until my 3-iron started, you know, looking and feeling a lot more like my 9-iron swing.
Have not hit the 4-iron, but I promise I will, Brian.
Yeah, there you go. All right. And nor is it fun, right? Our golf ball changed so much that 4-irons are really our almost 2-irons anymore. And because the golf ball doesn't spin as much, so it doesn't climb as easily. So our low irons are really 4-irons now.
There you go. Yeah, lofts have changed. I mean, people can talk about everything they want to do, hitting the ball farther, et cetera, but the key is the manufacturers have kind of helped us out a little bit with that over the years.
They have, definitely. I mean, the ball's a big change.
Yes.
More than anything. And with the ball not spinning, they had to make golf clubs that spin the ball for us. And then they made them faster. And the ball is faster. The clubs are faster. So everything we're doing is faster. But I think the interesting part is as much as they've actually made the game, I think, easier to hit the golf ball, the scores haven't changed. So if you look at the USGA numbers, and even though they're talking about rolling the golf ball back, the average handicap has not changed, and that's the interesting part about it. So we're having more fun playing because it is a little bit easier to play with the modern equipment. I think so, anyway.
Yeah.
But the scores really haven't changed much.
Very true. Brian Haas joining us at 3:46. You have a question about your game, get it to us at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. And by the way, 5308 says they had a blast caddying for your son-in-law at the qualifier at CRCC. So.
Oh, nice. Yep. Yes. Thanks for doing that. And, you know, he's hard to put up with, I think. I'm teasing him. He's about one of the kindest people I know, and both of them. And what a great golf course that's turned into, and all the work they're still putting into it to get these major qualifiers and down the line championships at CRCC. So I appreciate that the country club is reaching out and having those USGA events and allowing, you know, the general public to enjoy that and, you know, the best of competitions.
Yeah, and a couple three Iowa golfers you might be familiar with moved advanced out of that local.
Yeah, yep, and some out of some other locations as well. So we have a number of Hawkeyes that moved through, including former Hawkeye Sean McCarty and some others that also have played well in their qualifiers.
Yeah, very good to see them moving on right there. Another question about the wet coming in here, and that is, as far as putting is concerned, do you make a concerted effort to putt the ball harder when there is wetness on the green?
Well, that's a great question. I'm not sure how to answer that one exactly.
I'm not either.
yeah, because... You know, really, that's just a green speed for me. And so, yeah, obviously, if they're slowing down because of wetness, you're going to have to. And, you know, a day like today where we had maybe some moisture early, and my location anyway, it's dried out a little bit more, they will continually get faster as the day goes by because of the breeze. So the greens will change as you're playing. So having to figure that out as you play along is actually rather difficult. So the early morning dew sweepers is what we call them that like to play in the morning. You know, they're probably really good at it because they do it all the time. They, you know, their first nine holes are all in the dew, or maybe seven or eight holes for sure. And then the remaining holes that they have left are, you know, the course dries out a little bit more as they continue to finish. And that's just really controlling the length of your stroke. And just remember that your backstroke should be about twice as far as your finish stroke through.
Do you worry about the wind putting, Brian, especially in conditions you might have played on Monday when it's considerable wind, crosswind, downwind? You know, do you worry about it?
Yeah, and you kind of have to take it into account. And it, sometimes you forget about it even when you're playing in the wind. And I watched one of the balls that Tracy Best hit, it hooked. It just literally hooked. And some of it was, you know, maybe he swung a little more inside on that particular putt, but because he did and maybe put a little bit of draw spin on it, it probably hooked close to a foot.
Wow.
And yeah, I was like, wow, that was crazy. And and I saw a couple other putts, you know, get blown to the right as well. It looked like it just cut away, but it really shouldn't have. If anything, the hole was leaning the other way, and the wind just gave it a little push, to the opposite direction. And so yeah, sometimes you have to play that wind, and you get into those 23 sustaining and, you know, 45 gusts. You know, about anything can happen.
And it can, and often does.
And the
out
faster
there.
The greens, the slower the greens, the less you have to worry about it. The faster the greens, the more you're going to have to worry about it.
Yeah, very, very true. 319-366-1600. If you have another question for Brian, as we're getting into the latter portion of the month of May, I think we're going to have better weather. Coming up, we're going to have warmer weather, certainly, but kids are getting out now, and everybody's getting to the golf course at this particular point with school letting out.
Yeah, and all the schools, the girls for all the 4A high schools and all the way down to the 1A schools are all in their regionals right now. Getting ready for state. So whether they've already played the regionals or they're playing the regionals today, we should know by either the end of today or tomorrow all the schools that are heading to their state championships. And, so golf is in full flight right now. Colleges are just finishing up. A lot of them have already are on summer break. And I just finished up with Roman Roth, one of our kids here in Iowa that is playing college golf, and he's getting ready for all the USGA amateurs, USAMs and such. So they leave college and start getting ready to play amateur events that are local or USGA.
Brian, what to consider if you got a 160-yard bunker shot or maybe one out of the rough, when to take an extra club?
You know, really, it'd be your lie and how good you are at it. You know, if you're newer to the game, I think taking the extra club is probably always. And if you're better at the game, it's managing and understanding what your lie looks like. As you play along in the game longer and longer, you can look down at your ball and understand that it's going to take a little more to get that out of that lie, or it's going to come out cleanly. And for the average player, I think when they get into those conditions, I think it should always be an extra club. And if by chance they hit it so clean that they hit it too good, you know, that would be a good problem, as opposed to the other problem, typically, which just causes, you know, more issues in the score. So again, it's really evaluating your lie and what you have, if your ball's sitting up cleanly or how much sand you have behind it, or if it's nestled in just a touch. And when you're looking at the rough, how much grass is going to be pinched between the club face and the ball.
Unless there's water behind the green, then you don't want to get too cute.
Yeah, right.
Blasted right over that, but not too bad.
That's
hey,
right.
You mentioned...
Sometimes short is better.
Yeah, you mentioned collegiate golf, things like that. For a couple things. First of all, congratulations to Northwestern, the Northwestern women, getting to the D1 final against mighty Stanford. It's going on right now, so you can watch it later on the Golf Channel if you like. But the men will come up next week. And then Coach Stith got a really good stick, transfer from Oklahoma State, who's going to be coming to Iowa. So that's good news for the Hawkeyes.
Yes, it is. He may not have good corn and beef maybe in that area or something, and that's how he got him. I'm not sure, but however Tyler ended up getting him to come to Iowa, that is amazing and good for the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, that's going to help indeed. And if people want to inquire, I want to have you tell them about your website, how you can get to that, and what's going on with Lake House Sports.
Yeah, thank you. Especially this time of year in this weird weather, we have our indoor facility here at Lake House Sports and lakehousesports.com, and you can also find it at brianhousegolf.com. They all go to the same site. Today the AI has gotten so good with TrackMan and all the different systems that the teachers are using. But we just were working with an update with Roman today and the AI, and what we can see inside my lab is just crazy. You can't hide anything from me with the cameras and the technology that we use in here. And Roman's been playing in the wind all spring in college and came in and had some issues because you start making adjustments, trying to knock balls under the wind and trying to hit balls higher up into the wind to carry it maybe a little farther and some different things that you do to your body to try to hit these shots. And then all of a sudden you realize when the wind calms down, my swing is out of whack. And so when he rolls in, we can look at his old swings and look at what he's doing currently and get him right back in track. And he definitely had some goofy things going on, which I'd never seen out of such a good player before. And we put it all back together within an hour and with the help of, you know, all the data that we have and being able to look back at players. So it's really fun at this time to be a golfer and not have to guess at what you're doing and everything's so measurable.
Yeah. Hey, one real quick here. We got about a minute and a half, but Leo has got a really good question here. He wants to get into golf, doesn't want to buy a bunch of things right away. Thinking about, can he go rent some clubs at municipal courses in the area to try for a round? Yes. I would also, you can find clubs at many different places to get yourself started, I know, Brian, and before you want to get into it a little bit more.
I agree. And Leo, if you want to come down, and it's Lyngle more than anything, and, you know, places like Played Against Sports and spots like that where you can grab or Second Swing online is a great avenue to get clubs at a good price, but if Lyngle is the most important thing. So once you get your selection, kind of let's get close to what your speed is so that you kind of have a stiff shaft or an extra stiff shaft, whatever you might need there. We just need to be really close. But then once you get that, I would be happy to bend your clubs for you to make sure your lie angles are right. Because if your lie angles aren't right, then your ball isn't going to fly at your target. And that would be the first part to get yourself started.
Yep, and then if you get into it more, we can move up. Certainly the case.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian, thanks. We will talk in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
You bet. Brian Haas joining us every other Wednesday with Caddy Smack and the Gym Class. And he'll be back with us in a couple of weeks. Tomorrow, Mark Janes will join us. We'll preview the Indy 500 and maybe get a little into the tush push. I want to, and the whole playoff seedings that went down the drain today with the NFL. Maybe we'll talk about that coming up tomorrow if the House doesn't come through with the settlement overnight. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
All right. You've been listening to the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Spencer on Sports is next.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6759.